Well, I got another real good blessing, and that is a very short sermon, okay? So since we're kind of running out of time here. But I just want to say, isn't Christmas interesting? It's the one time of the year when we keep singing the same songs over and over again for at least a month or even longer. What other time of the year do human beings engage in such an unusual behavior than that? Have yourself a merry little Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Rocking around the Christmas tree. Do you hear what I hear? These are just some of my favorite songs, and I'm sure you have yours as well. And I hope you feel free to sing them, maybe in the car, in your house, perhaps even in your shower. I don't know. Did you know that there are some Christmas songs in the Bible that you may not even be aware of? They're easily overlooked because they don't have an actual catchy tune that goes with them, like all our other songs. But they're songs nonetheless. Both are found in Luke chapter 1. Mary, the mother of Jesus, sings one. Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist, he also sings a Christmas song. And I wanted to take a line out of each of those songs that I think could be very helpful for us today, for us to remember, and then I'll try to connect the two very quickly, okay? And that is, like most songs, we typically recall the lyrics, at least some of the lyrics, and we tend to sing along with those, like those catchy phrases like, said the night wind to the little lamb, or rum-pum-pum, the little drummer boy, those sorts of things, where it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We know those. So here's a line I picked up from Mary's song. She sings, "He has filled the hungry with good things." Filled the hungry. There, if you want to look at those songs, you can look at them in Luke chapter 1. But the truth be told, there's always hunger that lingers in each of us. A hunger that we may not feel outright, but is underneath every longing we have. There's a hunger there. A hunger for life, a hunger for something new, something alive, something full of purpose and meaning. And the longer we go without it, the hungrier we get. My question is this morning, have you felt that hunger? Have you ever felt like wherever you look, everyone else is living the dream that you want to live? Sometimes we go on social media and we tend to experience that hunger when we see others living out our dreams. That happens. A post of a girl holding out her outstretched hand bearing a wedding ring. All our friends seem to be getting married. A newborn nestled in a basket. A post of someone's workout routine that, like, wow, they're really getting in shape. But I'm not. A sold sign in the front yard of a house. Everyone's getting a new house or upgrading their house. But I'm not. Someone posts about a career change or just went through graduation and they have a wonderful new work opportunity ahead. It seems like everyone else is winning, but you have this feeling, this gnawing feeling, I'm not winning. It doesn't take much to scroll through the feeds that we get on our phone and feel the pangs of emptiness. That's happening to them. How come it's not happening to me? But there is a promise from Mary's song that those who are hungry, they shall be filled. Whether we are physically hungry or have one of those hungers of the heart, this it's a good thing. Because it opens us up to God in a way like nothing else can. That hunger, if we sense it, if we allow to feel it, it can open us up to God. Sometimes when we experience the pangs of hunger, we have a deep awareness of really what is missing in our life. We need something else in our life. And sometimes the best gift that we are hungering for are the ones that we yearn for the longest, that we agonize over and we wait for throughout the many years. You see, God comes into a world that is hungry, very hungry, extremely hungry, and He promises to fill us. Our hunger pains are nothing to be ashamed of. They're not to be ignored because they can deepen our longing for God. And if we go to Him by faith, He promises, as Mary sang about in her song, He promises to fill us with good things. The best thing being the new life in Christ we can have when we put faith in His Son Jesus. So that's the first song. The other song comes from Zechariah's song, and it says, God raised up a horn of salvation for us to enable us to serve Him without fear and in holiness and righteousness. The term horn, if you're not a farmer, you probably, it's a very unfamiliar term in our language. Typically, we don't use the word horn, but it symbolizes strength. If you see a cow with horns on, typically you're going to want to stay away from that cow because he could really do some, he's very strong. And so what Zechariah is saying is that God promised us to fill us with strength. He raised up a horn of salvation. He promises to fill us with strength. The strength, what we need to serve Him with intention and purpose and with courage. My question, do you feel strong today? Or do you feel weak and overwhelmed by life? Well, you don't have to worry, really. Because no matter whether you feel weak or whether you feel strong, we still have a victory. We still have God's victory for us to strengthen us. He will rescue us from our enemies. As a matter of fact, He's already done that. It's a promise fulfilled through the cross of Christ. All we have to do is rest in His accomplishments and His strength and in His divine nature. Jesus came wrapped in human flesh. He is perfectly sinless and He lived a perfect life. And when He was put to death, the death could not keep Him down. But He was raised again to new life. So do you see how these two songs are tied together? We are hungry, and we're desperately in need to be filled with the good things of God that God has to offer, including God Himself. And when we are, God not only sets us on a new mission, but also strengthens us to accomplish that mission of righteousness and of holiness, and to do it without fear. So if you feel weak today, if you feel anxious, maybe you feel frightened or confused, do not despair. Because God places a new song in each of our hearts. And I hope, by faith, you will sing it wholeheartedly and with joy and with conviction, just as Mary and Zechariah did all those years ago. He has filled me with good things. My hunger pangs are satisfied, for I'm filled with hope in the life of Christ, and I can now serve Him with a full and joyful heart. Amen. I hope that's a truth for you as well.